The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Joining me now on the line is our chief reporter Barry White from Dundalk. Barry, I understand the search for the missing Kieran Dernan, it ended this afternoon, is that right?
Hi Kieran, good evening. Yeah, the search ended a couple of hours ago here in Dundalk. Garda Forensics and the Garda Technical Bureau have been searching an area of wasteland which is situated at the back of the former Dernan family home at Emer Terrace here in Dundalk. Now, Kieran, this part of the search was quite tedious because it's basically a site that had been used as a dumping ground. And for the past 2 days, Gardaí have been cutting down bushes and trees and combing through old bags of rubbish that had been there at this site for some time. They used the digger, chainsaws and strimmers to search this site over the past 2 days. However, it became obvious the search was ending just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when the Garda Technical Bureau left. Shortly afterwards, investigators could be seen removing the digger, chainsaws, strimmers and a skip they had been using. Meanwhile, a forensic examination of the Emer Terrace house that Kieran used to live in and the garden at the back of the property has also been completed today.
And Barry, did the search in Dundalk, has it proved unsuccessful then? Is that the assessment?
Well, Gardaí say they're not releasing the results of the search for operational reasons, Kieran. However, it's my understanding that Garda investigators and forensics find no evidence in relation to the disappearance of Kieran, who would now be 8 years old. Meanwhile, Gardaí are again appealing to anyone who has any information in connection with the disappearance of Kieran to contact investigating Gardaí. They say that nobody should rule out any information that they may have, and that no one should assume that the investigation team know the information that they may have. And speaking earlier today, the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris said the public have come forward since October 16th with important information.
The investigation carries on. You can be assured it's fully resourced and it continues at pace. We've received, I might say, a lot of information from the public. Certainly since we went public last week, members of the community have come forward with important information, and we encourage anyone who might know anything, Karen, to come forward to us.
All right. That is Drew Harris, the Garda Commissioner, speaking a bit earlier. What happens next, Barry?
Drew Harris also said earlier today that investigators would not be revealing any specific information regarding the next steps in terms of the searches. However, sources have told me that it's likely now that the search for Kieran will switch to the address that he lived at in Drogheda before the last reported sighting of him on the 30th of August.
Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very, very much for that update.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.